This is Jordan Secco in Washington, D.C. We'll talk about how the FCC would silence your Christian and conservative talk radio stations.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
FCC, get out of my radio. FCC, get out of my head. FCC, stop touching my audio. I know where your hands have been. We tried.
I think American media has a bad case of substance abuse right now. We are not producing the body of news and information that democracy needs to conduct its civic dialogue, and where we have had no oversight of the media. For years and years, we had some public interest guidelines.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
We're not producing as much news as we did 5 years, 10 years, 15 years ago, and we have to reverse that trend, or I think we are going to be pretty close to denying our citizens the essential news and information that they need to have in order to make intelligent decisions about the future direction of their country.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Maybe you saw twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow on Friday. An attorney at the American Center for Law and Justice sent me an article that had just come out about the FCC, specifically Commissioner Michael Copps. Remember, on the FCC is an independent government agency established by Congress. They are appointed commissioners, but you can only have up to three of the five from one party. So it doesn't necessarily matter who appointed the commissioners, because sometimes you have to fill a seat with a Republican or have to fill a seat with a Democrat. This guy, Michael Copps, he's an FCC commissioner. He wants to institute a new test for public for broadcasting. This would, of course, affect many Christian radio stations and conservative talk stations. So whether you're listening to us on one of those, it could affect both. It's called the Public Value Test. It would take into account the meaningful commitment to news and public affairs, enhanced disclosure requiring info about what programs a station airs, allowing viewers to judge whether their local station should be subsidized with free spectrum privileges, political advertising disclosure reflecting diversity. That sounds interesting. Remember, the backdoor way to the fairness doctrine would be diversity on radio, forcing that on radio stations, community discovery, local and independent programming, as well as public safety. We've got the audio from Michael Copps. This is an FCC commissioner who, on the one hand, says, we don't want to institute the fairness doctrine. Remember, folks, we thought we had beat that back? So he's saying this isn't the fairness doctrine. No, it's the public values test. This means that the federal government would be coming in through the FCC and testing your local radio station. Is it diverse enough? Does it have enough liberal viewpoints? So if you have Jay Sekulow Live on and you're listening to us right now, do you have to have a show broadcast by the ACLU? If you got too many conservatives on your talk radio station, do you have to have liberal talk show hosts, not just callers and opinions? And I will tell you this, folks, we work with plenty of Democrats in Washington, D.C. that sign our briefs, that get involved in issues that the ACLJ works on. Every time we ask them to come on radio, almost every single time they say no, they won't do the radio show. And we do this with state legislators, with people who contact the ACLJ. We try to reach out. Many times they won't come on the air. Does that mean that a Christian radio station should be afraid of running Jay Sekulow Live because it may appear to be more conservative? That's what would happen. This would be a silencing of talk, of Christian talk, especially the shows on your Christian radio station that actually dive into politics, that are more than just Christian teaching or pastoral shows. The kind of shows like Jay Sekulow Live would be silenced, because your stations would be scared to run them if they knew they were going to be reviewed under this public values test. Well, the American Center for Law and Justice, we saw this on Friday. We have put together a petition going directly to the FCC saying no to the public values test, no to another attempt at the fairness doctrine. Call our toll-free number. Join this petition now if you support shows like Jay Sekulow Live. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling fairness doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term fairness doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, five commissioners. They are put together. They are appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate. It's a mix of Republicans and Democrats. You can never have more than three from one party, but right now it's the Democrats do outnumber. And there is a new policy being floated by a commissioner, Commissioner Michael Copps. It's called the Public Values Test, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, we saw this on Friday. The news report came out in CNS News, and we said, you know what? This is the fairness doctrine masquerading as the public values test. So this commissioner is saying, no, this isn't the fairness doctrine. And then when you look at what it wants to do, of course, the second thing on his list is reflecting diversity. Remember, we had already said that diversity word was the backdoor fairness doctrine. Now it's got a new name, the public values test, and we've got a new petition going to the FCC directly, telling President Obama, stop Obama from imposing the fairness doctrine. Why is this one to be done? Well, we know conservatives are doing a much better job on talk radio, on Christian radio, on conservative talk stations. We're on both at Jay Sekulow Live. And if you go through the day, there may be a few shows like Alan Colmes' show, but predominantly it's conservatives who are economically the best choice for station managers. The liberal networks have not worked. They have failed. Air America is probably the best example. It just has not translated to talk radio. Now, it doesn't mean that they can't translate to news channels. Maybe MSNBC is a good example that's doing well, or through online ways of media. But when it comes to talk radio, it is dominated primarily by conservatives, and that's because it's an economically viable choice for station managers. We are putting together this petition to stop Obama from imposing the fairness doctrine. You know, folks, after this last election defeat, what would they like to do on the left? Silence conservative talk. Silence the few Christian shows which dive into politics. So if you can get those off the air, you can kill some of the conservative grassroots. That's the goal, and we have to stop President Obama from doing it. Join this petition going directly to the FCC to stop President Obama and his administration from implementing a backdoor fairness doctrine. You can call it whatever you want. I don't care what name you give it. It's the fairness doctrine. Here's the toll-free number you call to join the petition, 877-989-2255. You call that number right now if you like to listen to shows like ours so that your station managers aren't scared, because that's exactly what the FCC is trying to do, intimidate radio stations. Call now, 877-989-2255, or check out aclj.org for more information. My dad is joining us right now, and Dad, this is a real issue. We have seen the FCC multiple times since the beginning of the Obama administration, try and come up with new terminology so that people are not scared away from it, so that people don't immediately say this is the Fairness Doctrine. And now we have Commissioner Copps, who's also a Democrat, saying, well, it's the public values test. It's not the Fairness Doctrine.
You know, what's interesting about this is when this we first got word of this on Friday, we had our we have a team inside the ACLJ that does a lot of the regulatory issues, especially telecommunications, because we're concerned that Christian radio, Christian TV, conservative talk will be the ones implemented and implicated by this. So we had our team review the legislation and say, hey, guys, is in fact the proposal that's out there with this public values test, which is basically, as you said, a code word for the Fairness Doctrine, an attempt to silence stations that are proclaiming the gospel, Christian conservative talk, Christian talk, is that the goal here? When you look at the test, and they're outlining the test already, Jordan, so it's well on its way. It clearly and unequivocally does exactly that. So it is the Fairness Doctrine. In fact, I'll take it a step further. It's worse than the Fairness Doctrine. And this doesn't go through Congress. This is determined by the agency itself. So what we've got to do is legally and politically stop it at the agency level. To do that, what we've decided is to take this week and to notify and directly deal with the FCC commissioners here and let them know that we're not going to be fooled by some name changes, especially when they lay out, as you said, the test here. And we're not going to have conservative radio and Christian radio, including Jay Sekulow Live, taken off the air where station managers are afraid to run shows that aren't, quote, completely balanced. And when they say balanced, that means you've got to be presenting both sides of the issue, which includes, by the way, if you're proclaiming the gospel, that would be proclaiming, you'd have to have people that are sharing the Islamic faith and others. When it comes to the issues we talk about, it would be the people like the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, People for the American Way. And this is just not the way freedom is supposed to work. So we want to go directly to the FCC on this. We've got a petition, as Jordan has said. And I want to encourage all our friends. I'm out on another project today, but I wanted to call in to go out and speak out on this. The number's 7-2. Jordan, you'll give me the number. And then in a second, let me also say it, one other thing here. This is a critically important time. When you call in at 877-989-2255, that's 877-989-2255 to sign on this petition. Let me encourage you also to make an online gift to the ACLJ or a gift over the phone even, because we're in our matching challenge. And as you see, at the end of this year now, the fight we're engaged in December to protect the airways for conservative talk radio, for Christian talk radio, for TV and radio, it's incredible. Our team's on top of it. But we need your help. We need thousands of names, and we need your support as well. Again, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or simply go to aclj.org, and you can sign the petition online. And when you do that, again, make that online donation. Whatever you donate, we effectively get matched. So that helps us a lot. Jordan, what is the sense right now? I know we had a meeting about this morning. We've been talking about it over the weekend. They're talking about this all over the world. This isn't just being talked about in Washington. These commissioners are out talking to the BBC. They're out all over.
Yeah, right, especially in countries where state-run media is actually gets the most funding and is the most viewed, and you see that most especially in the UK with the BBC. And what we're seeing, and I think what we have to remind people here, is the FCC has been given authority by Congress to issue these kind of regulations. So they don't have to get approval by the president. They don't have to get approval by Congress. But what do we know? We know that members of the Congress, specifically Democrats, those on the left, people in President Obama's party, have been wanting to reinstate the Fairness Doctrine for years. They want to reinstate it because they don't want shows talking about the Sharia law ban in Oklahoma. They don't want people talking about the Ground Zero Mosque or opposition in the legal challenges to Obamacare and why it's unconstitutional. They don't want that on the air. But if they have to have it on the air, they want to make sure that there's another show coming up right after with attorneys that says, this is why we think Obamacare is constitutional, or this is why we think the Ground Zero Mosque is fine, and this is why we think you can't ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. That's what they want to do. They want to force that on your station, even if that meant that no one who listened to the station would tune into that show, which means what? Economically, not viable. Not good for you as a listener if you donate money to your stations to keep these shows on the air. Not good for commercial stations if they've got to have advertising and people aren't listening. This is a real issue, though, folks, because let me tell you, they've been trying to come up with some way to say we're going to implement something like the Fairness Doctrine. We're not going to call it that. And this petition, Dad, is about telling the FCC, don't try to pull something over our eyes. Don't try to act like we don't know what you're trying to do. So we're going to put them on notice that we know exactly what they're trying to do, trying to reinstate the Fairness Doctrine through a backdoor means.
The public values test, folks, is the fairness doctrine. In fact, as I said, it's more insidious than the fairness doctrine, because what it's going to do is put these station owners and operators on such nervous legal standing that they're going to just simply not run anything, quote, controversial. What's that going to be? It's going to be our program. It's going to be others. Remember this, and I keep telling everybody this. When you did not hear about conservative talk radio, Christian talk radio like it is now, until the fairness doctrine was lifted in 1989, under President Reagan. That's the fact of the matter. It was actually at the end of the Reagan administration, beginning of the Bush administration. When that was over with, 87, 88, 89, that's when you saw the beginning of conservative talk. Until then, there was none. And the reason was the fairness doctrine. So now they want to call it the public values test. And Jordan, they want to be able to revoke licenses of existing stations. That's the real plan here. So that's what's the nature of what's behind this. Retroactive review through a process that will be damaged. And that's why I am on, like I said, I'm on the road today, but I'm so concerned about this, folks. We need direct action on this, and aggressive direct action, and now is the time to do it. Again, the number to sign that petition is 877-989-2255, and we're telling the FCC, we know this is the fairness doctrine. Call it whatever you want. We know what this is. 877-989-2255, or again, aclj.org. I do want to reiterate, and I want to thank thousands of you that have done this. Your online donations to the ACLJ are being matched right now, so any amount that's given to the ACLJ is doubled, and we really appreciate that. It makes all the difference in the world.
And let me tell you this, folks. As we're talking about this issue, what do they do first to your radio station? First, they put them on probation. Who is they? The federal government. More control. So the Obama administration, their allies say, oh, we're not socialists. We don't want to move towards socialism. Yet they want the government coming in now, when conservative radio and Christian radio is doing better than ever before and is more politically engaged than ever before. Now they're going to have the federal government breathing down the neck of every station in the country that carries these kind of shows, and telling them, you've got to comply with our test. If you don't, we're going to put you on probation for a year. And then if you don't do anything better, then we're going to revoke your license after that, which means the station will be shut down. And let me tell you what they hope to do. They hope to scare stations so that they stop running shows like Jay Sekulow Live. Let's all join this petition to stop Obama and his FCC from imposing the fairness doctrine. Here's the toll-free number you call, 877-989-2255. We want you to join that petition right now. This is real, folks. They want to shut down shows like Jay Sekulow Live so that your stations won't carry anything like that, especially if you're a conservative talk station out there too. Call now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling fairness doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term fairness doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You got to hear this. This is the BBC asking FCC Commissioner Michael Copps about the public values test. This is, again, another nation's state-sponsored media. And if you think NPR is liberal, folks, check out BBC a little bit and listen to the political undertones going on there through their reporting. I do a lot of their interviews, and let me tell you something, I'm always on the defensive there. Listen to this question from the BBC anchor to Michael Copps, Bite One.
Commissioner, you describe American journalism as in what you call its hour of grave peril. That's a pretty serious condemnation.
It's a pretty serious situation that we're in. I think American media has a bad case of substance abuse right now. We are not producing the body of news and information that democracy needs to conduct its civic dialogue.
Do you understand what he's saying right there right now? I think American media has a bad case of substance abuse right now. Dad, interesting that it's a bad case of substance abuse when Fox News dominates the cable ratings by, I think, about four times the average viewers of any other cable news. When conservative talk radio is dominating, of course, the radio airwaves, Christian talk radio is getting more political. And this is the time where we're in a pretty serious situation where American media has a bad case of substance abuse. Interesting, this is a Democrat commissioner from the FCC thinking that now is the time the federal government must act.
Well, you know, when they say substance abuse in that quote that he said, here's what they're talking. The substance is the FCC license. The abuse is that conservative and Christian talk and Christian teaching and Fox News programs like that on television are the programs that are being watched. That's the quote, substance abuse. How do you handle substance abuse? Well, you end the substance. That's what the agenda is here. I'm going to take it a step further. Those FCC licenses will immediately revoke back to, guess who? The government. They will revert back to the government. So this is another attempt by the administration to get control of the airwaves. Now, they're not going to call it a fairness doctrine, although the test, if you look at this, public values test is as bad or worse than the fairness doctrine. Now, Fan, we have been successful on Capitol Hill in keeping the fairness doctrine under fire, so to speak. But this is a new approach that has to be developed directly with the FCC because they administratively can try to do this direct, which is exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, Jay. I mean, we've been warning about this for a long time, that eventually they would try to do this through the FCC, and there's a specific reason for that. It's because Congress is definitely opposed to this approach. Back in 2007, the House voted on an amendment by Mike Pence of Indiana. 309 members of the House voted against the Fairness Doctrine. Just last year, the Senate voted 87-11 to ban the Fairness Doctrine. So what they have essentially decided to do is do an end run around Congress, because Congress has spoken out overwhelmingly that they oppose the Fairness Doctrine. So instead, they've gone to these five unelected commissioners of the FCC and said, if Congress won't do it because the American people are watching them, we're going to do it through these five unelected members because they aren't accountable to the American people. So it's really insidious here. They're really doing an end run around Congress.
Well, here's what needs to happen, folks. We're approaching this three ways. First, we're approaching it directly with the FCC. Secondly, I've got a research team that's going to argue that this is an unconstitutional move if they do it, because, frankly, a fairness doctrine approach under even the current Supreme Court, I think we carry the day, but we'd have to go to court to do that, and that'll take years. The third thing we need to do is make sure your voice is heard directly on this, that the American people are not going to tolerate this, and that's where you come in. So here's what I'd like you to do as we get ready to take some phone calls. Go to your phones right now and say to the president and say to the FCC, we are not going to be fooled. We know that the public values test is the fairness doctrine, and we're not going to accept it. Call that number at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Also, you can go right to the website at aclj.org. You can sign the petition there. And again, I want to encourage you and thank you for making an online contribution tax deductible to the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ. When you do that online or on the phones, by the way, it is doubled. So if you donate $25, we get an extra $25. We get $50. So that really makes a big difference. That's helping us fund our operations in Washington, D.C. So again, 877-989 or 989-2255 or ACLJ.org. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's take a couple of calls.
Dave's calling from Massachusetts on line 3. Dave, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thanks, Jordan. You know, it's the only substance abuse that this dastardly fellow over there at the FCC got going on is the lack of content in the lamestream media that's behaving like a bunch of hypocrites and Pharisees hiding behind the First Amendment while they tear at it. Dave.
Well, listen, Dave, I mean, I think you bring up, again, this is what we're talking. Isn't it interesting, folks, that at a time where Fox News is dominating the cable ratings, where we know that liberal talk radio like Air America was shut down because they were bankrupt. They tried to do it. They tried to put these hosts on. It didn't work. Now, they've had some success with MSNBC, and they're, of course, online media. The left is pretty good at that as well, though actually conservatives are dominating the internet too. Is it just because conservatives maybe are more effective, that we're more in tune, that people are more inclined to turn on their Christian radio station or turn on their conservative talk station because that's what they actually want to hear? They don't want to hear Keith Olbermann screaming at them about an hour calling them dumb because they happen to be conservative. And why is that a surprise to the FCC that maybe that's more economically viable for station managers than putting on someone who talks down to people for 3 hours a day? And that's what a lot of those left shows, if you listen to Air America, it was like, who can use bigger words for their entire broadcast? And that's why it didn't work economically. But that it's a targeted attack. How can we silence the right? How can we silence conservatives? How can we stop Christian radio from getting any involved right in politics at all before the next election cycle?
Well, look, when does this discussion take place? After the November 2nd elections. That's when it starts taking place. We heard nothing about the Fairness Doctrine, as Stan mentioned, after we had those victories in the House and the Senate. It was quiet. Now what happens? An overwhelming victory for conservatives in the House and the Senate. So what do you do then? You silence that voice so that in 2012 it is gone. And or they are so intimidated, they're afraid to run anything that is, quote, controversial, which is basically every program that we've named, including Bible teaching broadcast, folks. Believe me, that will be deemed controversial, too, and not meeting the public values test. So that's exactly why they're doing it. We know the timing is exactly for that reason, and that's, again, the reason we're fighting back.
All right, folks, this is what you can do. We're going to get to more of your phone calls in the next 30 minutes of Jay Secchio Live. Here's the number you call to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We have a petition we've put together going directly to the FCC. Stop the left from implementing the Fairness Doctrine before 2012. We know, listen, folks, they saw the election defeats. President Obama's back on the ballot in 2 years, and now they're coming up with a new way for more government interference in radio broadcasts. And how quick? Well, in 1 year, they can suspend you. And then they can revoke you after that, revoke your license. So they could have these stations off the air before the next election cycle, before the next presidential election. That's their goal. How do we scare radio stations from carrying conservative political shows, whether it's a Christian station or a talk station? Folks, it's time to join this petition. Let's say no to the Obama administration here. We know it's their plans. They worked on Congress. They tried to get Congress to be able to do this. They failed there. Now they're moving to the unelected FCC. Call our toll-free number right now. Join this petition, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. It's 877-989-2255. You want less government involved in your news broadcasting and where you get the news, you need to join this petition right now at 877-989-2255. All the information up at ACLJ.org, but call now, 877-989-2255.
Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm in Washington, D.C., joined right now by Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. We also have a special guest joining us in the studio right now, Senior Counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, Colby May, who oversees much of the ACLJ's legal work in the FCC world, in the realm of communications, broadcasting, telecom. So, folks, we talked in the first 30 minutes about what the FCC would like to do with this public values test. Michael Copps, an FCC commissioner. Now we're going to dive into the legal issues so that you're very informed, so that you understand how real this would be, what kind of effect this would have on your radio station, whether it's a local station you listen to, whether it's owned by a bigger company or corporation or a bigger nonprofit. We'll talk about that at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go right to Colby May, who's a senior counsel here in our Washington, D.C. office. Colby, what would the effect be on conservative talk stations, on Christian radio stations? When I see this first, I think it's almost as if they try to scare you from running shows first before they even have to start reviewing you.
Absolutely. It would be the air brakes would be slammed pretty hard if this kind of a proposal was put in place. The threat is you now have to be able to justify over your entire license term a performance that the government would find acceptable. When Commissioner Kopp says things like meaningful commitment to news and public affairs, well, what does he precisely mean by that? It's as if we're going to take this giant leap back to the 1920s when there was only radio in America and we would be able to actually require that a certain amount of balance is provided in addressing a constitutional or issue in the local community. And if you didn't, after it was already done, 5 years later, 3 years later, seven, 8 years later, whatever the term of the license is, we can then go ahead and punish you and take your license away for the next period of time. And so it's a real air brake on exactly what kind of service the stations are going to provide, because it has to fit a one-size-fit-all, Washington, D.C. determines what's best for the public rather than allowing the stations locally to make their own judgments about how they want to address the community.
I want you to understand what Colby just said. Washington, D.C. deciding what's best for you to listen to. After this last election cycle, do you really think that's what's in the interest of the American people? Do you think that's what the American people are asking for, is more Washington, D.C. influencing the information they can get access to? Let me take a call very quickly. Steve from Wisconsin Online 2. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan, thank you for taking my call. The other thing is, too, and this wasn't part of my original comment, but they also announced that they're also going to regulate content on the Internet, too.
Exactly right. This is the same FCC, Steve, you pointed out, with the net neutrality, and we're going to talk about that as well after the next break. We'll get into that as well. Steve, what's your question or comment?
My point was, isn't this the effective enforcement of relative moralism and propagating it as a national religion by doing this?
Well, I think, Steve, what you see here is it's the FCC, and Colby, let me go back to you before we get into the next break. It's the FCC and these unelected Washington bureaucrats deciding what's best for you to listen to, what choices should you have available when you turn on your radio or go to your computer.
Exactly. And if the government determines that 5% of your overall programming needs to be in a particular news context, then you better make sure that you can show you've done 5%. And if it's public affairs programming, then it needs to show there's a kind of balance and a kind of temper to it that they think is appropriate. But ironically, what the FCC in 1986 said actually squashed First Amendment rights. It actually inhibited the number of opinions and the kinds of topics being discussed. It otherwise harmed the national debate on all sorts of things because the Fairness Doctrine simply froze licensees out. They didn't want to deal with matters because it was just too much trouble.
All right, folks, we get back from the next break. The FCC's other policy, they want to take over the airwaves again. What do they want to do with the Internet in the name of net neutrality? We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Make sure to join this new petition we've got going directly to the FCC. Let's stop the left from taking over the airwaves. Stop a backdoor implementation of the Fairness Doctrine. They're pulling no punches here. This is the Fairness Doctrine, even worse than the original Fairness Doctrine. Now they've given it a new name and think we'll all just not pay attention. We're watching. That's what this petition is about, putting the FCC on notice. Call our toll-free number right now. Join this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling Fairness Doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term Fairness Doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Doing something special right now in the studio. We have Tham Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. We also have a senior counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice and an attorney who spends a lot of time on these telecom issues, the FCC issues. Colby Mays, a senior counsel at the American Center for Law and Justice in Washington, D.C. I want to remind someone, Lee, our producer of our radio broadcast, brought this up during the break, and he said, you know, remember during the health care debate, before even the vote in Congress, before the legal battle, the Obama administration or the Obama presidential campaign site, which is Organizing for America and BarackObama.com, which stayed active after he was elected to president, started putting up as part of their grassroots activism shows you should call into and what you should say that we're opposing the health care legislation, that we're opposing Obamacare. So his campaign arm was putting up our broadcast. Remember, we put the screenshot up for you, Jay Sekulow Live. Call it now and tell them this. So people are reading talking points. So the same president who's in office, at the one hand, is using his private campaign organization to direct attacks against conservative radio stations, any shows that were opposing his legislation. On the other hand, wants to use the federal bureaucracy, something created by Congress, to then limit what those shows can put on. So until they get this, they're going to keep targeting these radio stations over and over again with the propaganda. But they're even doing more than just radio. And I think that's important to point out, too. It doesn't start and end with radio. That's really just the beginning. But they're also already looking at, interesting, too, at a time when they can't get together how to secure government documents, but yet they'd like to start using a new policy. Let me go right to Colby May. It's called net neutrality, and I love the names here, public values test, net neutrality, the fairness doctrine. Sounds very American, sounds unoffensive. Colby, let's tell everybody, they've seen this also in the news, but let's break it down for them. What does net neutrality mean if the federal government implemented this policy?
Well, net neutrality would be the power for the FCC to regulate information services over the Internet. Information Services since 2002, the agency determined, did not include your broadband providers like Verizon and Comcast and AT&T and the like. And the government has been dissatisfied with that. It wants to be able to come in and regulate this sector. And so it's now deciding it's going to redefine that service in a way which would allow it to regulate. And so they're using the phrase of net neutrality, the idea that, oh, my, don't create different tariffs for people who want to fly first class versus those who want to go by coach. Make sure that everybody and only this service is made available, and all under the name of net neutrality. There's been a considerable amount of pushback, and the reality is the statute simply does not give authority to the government to be able to do this. So not satisfied with that, the FCC has been pushing a rulemaking to say, oh, no, we have this ancillary authority under various titles of the statute, and that will ultimately allow them to go ahead and regulate net neutrality in a way that clearly the statute doesn't allow them to do because those services are information service
providers. And I hope what this discussion reminds everyone who's listening to the broadcast now, we talk a lot about Congress. We talk a lot about courts. And sometimes what we overlook is these federal agencies, they're independent agencies that have a lot of authority that was originally granted them by Congress a long time ago, that have these regulatory authorities that come up with their own procedures, have their own legal systems, their own jurisdiction within these independent agencies. And it's something we have to pay attention to, especially when it comes to our airwaves and the internet as well. Let's go right to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to join a petition going directly to the FCC saying, you know what, we know that this is the Fairness Doctrine, and we're putting you on notice, FCC, specifically Commissioner Michael Copps, that we know exactly what you're promoting, and we're not going to let you get away with it just by calling it a new name. If you want to join that petition now, you call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. It is again saying no to the Fairness Doctrine. The Fairness Doctrine just won't die. And when it comes back, folks, I don't want you to think we're just doing the repeat shows here. It comes back in different names and different forms, and we have to be just as vigilant every time. So call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Let's go to the phones. George, calling from Florida on line 3. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jay. I had one thing I wanted to say. I love that song you're playing as you come on with this, our hands off our radio.
The FCC song. You'll thank Lee and our production crew for that one.
Okay, my point is this. I keep getting these emails, they're ancient emails, about some FCC bill that's up. And, of course, back when Mike Pence had his bill, I would always refute those bills by saying, hey, get out there, support something legitimate, and that would be Mike Pence's bill. Can we have a hard and fast bill that we can – I'm going to sign your petition, don't get me wrong, but can we have a bill that we can latch on to? Maybe Mike Pence could put another one in or something?
Well, let me go to Than. I'll go to Than on this, but before I say it, let me tell you this. The FCC, George, has this kind of authority, which they assert, and even Colby said sometimes there's disputes on how much authority they have and can they get involved. They believe when it comes down to the Fairness Doctrine, it comes down to the public values test, that they can do that without legislation, and that even legislation trying to limit that would be difficult to pass and would be a lot of backdoor negotiating going on. So let me say that, George. It's why you got to tell the FCC first, hello, we're watching you. It's not something that gets talked about a lot. You don't see the American people getting outraged at the FCC much, but let me tell you, George, it's important to put them on notice that don't even try to get away with this without us knowing exactly what you're doing, which is the Fairness Doctrine. But then when it comes down to legislation, we were big supporters of Congressman Pence's bill, worked on that very aggressively, using Jay Sekulow Live to do so. What's happening right now legislatively?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Congressman Pence's bill is still alive for the last few weeks of this Congress, Jordan. It's H.R. 226. It's called the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Senator DeMint actually has the accompanying bill in the Senate. It's S-34. Those bills are still alive, and they would prohibit the FCC from bringing back the Fairness Doctrine. But here's the point we're trying to get across to the listeners here. Yes, it would ban the Fairness Doctrine, but it wouldn't necessarily ban this backdoor approach that the FCC is trying to do it now, because they're not calling it the Fairness Doctrine. They're getting at it through a different way, through this public values test. So, yes, we support the Pence bill. We support the DeMint bill. They're great efforts, but it wouldn't necessarily prohibit the FCC from doing what they're doing now. So you have to fight on both fronts. We'll fight it in Congress next year, Jordan, but we still have to engage at the FCC because they can come at it from both directions.
You want to talk to us? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Back to Senior Counsel Colby May. Colby, when it comes down to the issue of the FCC authority, with or without Congress, could the FCC implement something like the public values test without getting Congress's approval? Could they try to start doing it right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The FCC, the statute itself is divided up in a bunch of different titles. And the first title deals with wireless and radio, and that's where they try to go ahead and regulate the Internet initially. Title 2 deals with common carriers, your traditional phone service and like. And Title 3 is radio broadcasting, radio and television. And they already have the authority under the licensing of frequency under for radio and television to determine what are the criteria, what procedures do you have to go through in order to get a license and to keep your license. And the things you're talking about in terms of a public value test are those things that you must do to keep your license. And so clearly this is something the agency could do right away. And in fact, they've had for more than 2 years now something called broadcast localism procedures, which is a lot like this, but perhaps just a one or two decimals down in volume from what Commissioner Copps is here proposing. The bottom line is they can do it. They appear to be intent upon doing it in some fashion, form, or another. And it is just one more example of when the government consolidates power and says, we will be the ones to decide how you must serve the public. Then I think we've really got to ask ourselves, do we truly have the kind of freedom and robust debate and discussion in the country we would otherwise like to have?
And that's what I want to ask you folks. I want to hear from your opinion. We got another segment of the broadcast coming up. What do you think? Do you want the federal government being more involved in your local radio stations and more involved in what you're able to access when you're in your car or when you're online? Do you really want the federal government with that authority? Because the FCC is acting as if, the American people want this. They want us more involved, even after this last election cycle. I think it's about politics. I think it's motivated by the fact that the left got trounced in a midterm election. Barack Obama is back on the ballot in less than 2 years, and they're doing everything they can to start silencing the right. But I want to actually hear from you. Do you want the federal government involved more in the Internet, more on talk radio? Here's the toll-free number you call if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. I really want to know from you. Do you want that federal government more involved? Do you think there's any benefit to that whatsoever? 1-800-684-3110, the next segment of the broadcast. If you're hanging on, we're going to get to your phone calls. And remember, folks, a brand new petition. This information came out Friday. The speech was on Thursday. Info comes out Friday about the speech. It's Monday. We're live on the air, and we're ready to act, ready to start educating everyone out there about what the public values test would mean for your conservative radio station, for your Christian radio station. I'll give you a little example. This is what it would be like if you tuned into Jay Sekulow Live and thought you were tuning into Jay Sekulow Live. It would sound like this. Absolutely nothing, because your networks would be afraid of running shows like Jay Sekulow Live, what they think would be too partisan or not balanced enough and not diverse enough. This is why you have to join this petition right now. Here's the toll-free number you call. Put the FCC on notice. We know you're trying to implement the Fairness Doctrine. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call to join the petition, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling Fairness Doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term Fairness Doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Doing something special in our studios right now in Washington, D.C. We have Senior Counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, Colby May, who handles so many of the telecom issues. So talking about net neutrality, talking about the Fairness Doctrine, talking about the FCC's authority with this, quote, public values test, which would directly affect your Christian station you may be listening on right now, your conservative talk station you may be listening on right now. Is it diverse enough? Is it balanced enough? Is it conducting community discovery? Aren't these nice terms? Political advertising disclosure, enhanced disclosure. So lots and lots of disclosure. Seems like a silencing or attempt to silence the conservative viewpoint, the Christian viewpoint, especially when it comes to politics. But I want to get right to your phone calls. A lot of you have been hanging on. Raj calling from Virginia on line one. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, Jordan. I thank God for you, and so do we all who are listening. For Jay,
thanks, Raj.
Even the early people, Al Sears, and for Alliance Defense Fund, Dr. D. James Kennedy, there has been a relentless attack on our freedoms. This content-based discrimination has permeated our public schools, our colleges, and the church, by and large, has remained silent. So, in addition to encouraging all your listeners to call in and subscribe and sign up on all these petitions, I would suggest that each one goes to their pastor or elders of their churches and alert them to this. The threat is real.
Well, hey, Raj, I want to thank you for your phone call. And I think you're absolutely right. And Colby, it brings up something interesting, which is people sometimes forget, because it's come such a long way, the Christian conservative movement being able to access the airwaves, having these radio shows like ours and others who kind of laid the groundwork for programs like this so that people are getting educated out there. So along with their Christian talk, they're also learning about the Christian viewpoint in politics and law. This was not happening before the end of the Fairness Doctrine, Colby. There weren't these moves. There was not the conservative talk radio out there, you know, with the Sean Hannity show, with Rush Limbaugh's and Glenn Beck's. There weren't those kind of shows, and especially they weren't being run on Christian broadcasting either. This is something new that people, I think, may be taking for granted, but is actually something that's only been in existence for about 20-something years.
Absolutely. The freedoms that we enjoy and the kind of robust open debate that you hear on the airwaves now is certainly a pretty modern phenomena. Back in the late 50s and the early 60s, the broadcasting was very conservative in the United States. And Jack Kennedy and his group came in and said, you know what, we don't want to have to contend with that. We're going to apply this thing called the Fairness Doctrine in a way it's never been done before. And they aggressively went out and put on notice all the local radio stations and said, look, don't get into these kind of content issues, or otherwise we're going to require you to provide balance. And in fact, what they were able to do is freeze out a huge portion of the radio world. That remained the case because it became a political partisan football for the next 40 years, if you will. And it wasn't until the commission itself finally made a determination, pushed very hard by the D.C. Circuit, to go ahead and recognize that the Fairness Doctrine does not actually increase, you know, a diversity of views and a sharing of views, or foster First Amendment values. It, in fact, freezes them out, closes them out, and therefore it's an anathema. It's bad for the public interest. And so they simply changed course. If it hadn't been for that kind of decision in the late Reagan years, you and I wouldn't be on the radio here today talking about this sort of thing. And whenever the FCC wants to make the great leap backwards into the future, it's all about being able to determine regulatory ways in which they control better that which they've lost control of. No wonder people like Bill Moyers will introduce Commissioner Copps, and sort of they're thrilled to be around one of the company because they liked the world the way it was before the 1987 decision to get rid of the fairness.
The Bill Moyers of the world, the left of the left journalists being financed by public radio, public funding, government funding, they dominate the air. They're the only choice. Is you have to hear the opinions from the left. I want to play this sound. This is coming from Commissioner Michael Copps, the FCC. He is the one promoting the public values test. It's bite number three. And I'm going to ask Colby, is this really true? It seems like the FCC is trying to scare everyone about the direction of the media and direction of the Internet. Bite number three.
What we've had in recent years is an aberration where we have had no oversight of the media. For years and years, we had some public interest guidelines that was part of the quid pro quo between broadcasters and the government for the free use of airwaves that belong to the American people. And in return for that free use and the ability to make a lot of money, they agreed to serve the public interest. And that public interest to me right now is crying, news and information, news and information.
Okay, first, Colby, he said we've had in recent years an aberration where we've had no oversight of the media. And the FCC, though, has been in existence. That's exactly their job. Is he admitting that they just haven't done their job?
I'll tell you right now that when every radio and TV station in America has to file for the renewal, they fill out this 303 form. And the 303 form is, dozens of pages long with all sorts of working papers and the like. There's plenty of regulation that applies to broadcasting. And I would suggest that the real public interest guideline for broadcasting, Commissioner Copps, is the First Amendment. The First Amendment recognizes the integrity of the points of views that are expressed, and it enables people to be able to speak out not just for one another, but against what they believe is an overreaching federal sphere. And until you return to that and recognize that that is the regulatory world in which we want to live in, you just are sort of astounded that Commissioner Copps thinks, oh my, there's no regulations at all, and therefore what? You're going to do the job for us and make our decisions editorial and otherwise?
And I just have a feeling that some of these commissioners don't understand what the public interest is crying, that news and information. We are inundated with news and information. How in society you got, even if you aren't listening to a show like Jay Sekulow Live, I know on your Christian stations, you're getting news updates at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, sometimes in the middle of the hour. Then you can go on to any talk station you want and hear news all day with things like Sirius and XM coming out that we're also on. You can go to channels where all it is 24-hour news, conservative viewpoint, left viewpoint, right down the middle, just broadcasting the basics of the news, in-depth discussion in the news. You turn on, go to the internet, and or go to something like Twitter, where the news is breaking before it's even posting on a website, before an article's even been written. It just seems like we have so much access to news now, we don't have the need for a federal government stepping in and telling us what we should and where we should and should not get our information from. That's what we've been talking today on Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to continue to talk about this issue all week. I think, you've heard, it's important to be educated about these independent agencies. We can't focus all of our attention on just Congress and the executive branch. Sometimes we need to pay attention to what else is happening here in Washington, D.C. Let me take one more phone call before the broadcast is over today. Maurice from New Jersey has been hanging on line 6. Maurice, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Jesus Christ, bless you. Thank you very much for your father and for you, Jordan. You're doing a great job, and it's time for America to wake up. Thank God that he's blessed you to open the eyes of understanding. Obama has set up this Trojan horse here for a long time. This socialist communism has got to stop in our country. Let's vote these people out and bring righteousness into this nation, because he's trying to ruin our country.
You know what, Maurice? I think it's interesting. As much as we keep hearing from this administration, those people who use the term socialist about us are crazy, they are fear-mongering, they are lying, and then we have their commissioners going up and no one's rebuking them, saying, well, you know what, the federal government's going to be more involved in the media. We're going to it's like Hugo Chavez running our FCC here in the United States of America. And to me, that's not democracy. That's not better democracy. That's more government involvement in how we get the news, where we choose. As Americans, aren't we pretty smart? That's what the Founding Fathers knew. We're pretty smart. We can decide who we want to get the news from, who we want to listen to. How many avenues would you like? The internet, radio, television, it's all there, folks. And it's why we have to send a clear message to the FCC that we're not going to accept yet another attempt at a way to implement the Fairness Doctrine. Join this brand new petition going to the FCC right now. Put them on notice. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.